China recovering from record rainfall. Flooding rains fell over the weekend. There were a number of high water rescues in Charleston. Stocks are lower on Wall Street this morning. The Dow down 150 points. The NASDAQ Composite Index is off 23, and the S&P is down more than 20 points. More details at SRNNews.com.
Life insurance. Why are you putting it off? Can't afford it? Too much hassle? Think you don't need it? There's lots of excuses for putting off life insurance. But if you weren't there, who would pay the mortgage and other bills? With Ethos, you could be covered in 10 minutes and boom, family protected. Ethos, fast and easy online term life insurance. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as a dollar a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at getethos.com. That's getethos.com.
Laura Trump provides a fresh and honest perspective on the issues that matter to you on The Right View podcast, now available on the Salem Podcast Network.
The number of Americans, and I think this is part of the problem right now, the number of Americans getting their news from TikTok quadrupled in the past 3 years. It really kind of terrifies me for what is to come for this country.
Subscribe to The Right View on Apple, Spotify, Google, YouTube, Rumble, or at SalemPodcastNetwork.com.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Montgomery Paint and Body. From a little fender bender to total body repair, MPB will fix it good as new, maybe better. For over 35 years, the Turner family has been getting you back on the road. Call 279-7325.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Our below normal temperatures continue, but otherwise, it's a pretty good forecast for the next few days. Mostly sunny, cool for March today with a high temperature up to about 64. Mainly clear, cold tonight. Overnight low temperature by dawn tomorrow morning down to 38. Tomorrow, the recovery begins with sunshine, high 72, up to about 76 Wednesday with more sun, upper 70s to near 80 on Thursday, and showers and storms returning on Friday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
For the lowest prices around on flooring and DIY flooring installation supplies, Budget Floors and More is your new best friend. Luxury vinyl plank, carpet, ceramic tile, floor installation supplies, and more with prices lower than the big box stores. Budget Floors and More, Hunter Lane, across from Del Rey to Publix.
From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, these are today's top stories. Montgomery police are investigating a shooting near downtown that left a woman injured. The incident occurred in the 900 block of South Union Street, just south of I-85. A unidentified woman was taken to a nearby hospital suffering from a gunshot wound. No further information has been released. A Montgomery man has pleaded guilty to a 2021 fatal shooting. 26-year-old Marquise Laquan Phillips shot into a vehicle and killed 20-year-old Daquan Johnson while robbing him at Home Inn and Suites on Express Drive in February 2021. Phillips was sentenced to life in prison in exchange for the guilty plea. More than 60,000 infant swings sold at Walmart, Target, and online at Amazon and other sites have been recalled. The brand Jewel Baby has recalled their Nova Baby infant swing because it poses a suffocation hazard and violates federal safety regulations. Consumers are advised to stop using the swings immediately. From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, I'm Sky Mosley.
Thompson Tractor is the go-to source for a complete range of the best equipment for your next construction project. Thompson Tractor also has the trusted parts and expert service you've come to expect for more than 65 years, all of which keeps your business up and running so you can focus on the work you do. And now is a great time to get the compact equipment you need, because right now, there's financing starting at 0% for 36 months on any Cat compact equipment, including skid steers and mini excavators. These machines don't sit around for long, but no worries. If it's not here, we can pull from one of our other 16 locations in Alabama and Northwest Florida. And hey, if you're not ready to buy, Thompson Rents is here, so you can rent what you need. So visit ThompsonTractor.com for all the details and for the location nearest you. Thompson Tractor and Thompson Rents. We're here for you.
This is an important announcement from James Jones and your friends at Jones Drugs, your local hometown pharmacy. Are you one of those folks who is perfectly happy with your local pharmacy and the relationship you have with your local pharmacist and have received a letter from your health insurance suggesting that you use one of the chain stores? Or even worse, maybe they want you to order your drugs by mail. What you need to know is in most cases, that's just a suggestion and not something you're required to do. As an essential healthcare worker, your pharmacist is working on the front lines to ensure patient safety while putting him or herself at risk every day. Your relationship with your pharmacist can be just as important as your relationship with your doctor. Are you willing to risk that part of your healthcare to mail order or chain stores where it's almost impossible to have that relationship with your pharmacist? For those who haven't experienced being part of the Jones Drugs family, come see what it's all about. Jones Drugs, with locations in Prattville, Millbrook, Montgomery, and Phoenix City.
The Tierce family has been your local Roto-Rooter service since 1964. Drain cleaning, plumbing repair, and those troublesome septic tanks, no problem. Technology has changed a bit in the last 54 years. Video inspections of lines to locate problems is available, as well as scheduling your appointment online. River Region residents have trusted Roto-Rooter for over half a century. You can too. Call today at 272-7130 or visit online at rotorooteralabama.com.
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
And away go troubles down the drain.
Roto-Rooter.
The Health and Wealth Show. The Health and Wealth Show. The show so nice, we said it twice. Weekday evenings at 6 on News Talk 93.1 WACV. The Health...
Make it up, son. Joke's over, hey?
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Alabama Unfiltered Radio, powered by 1819 News. To join the conversation, call 334-272-9228. Now, here's your host, Scott Beeson.
Welcome back into the program, everybody. This is Alabama Unfiltered Radio, starting off the third half of the show. I'm shocked that a woman would want to have the last word, no matter what.
I just have... You asked, Scott. I didn't say, I've got the last word. No, excuse me. I've got the last word. Just stop
it. Is that your...
Stop it right now, Scott Beeson. Is everybody thoroughly confused?
Yes, we are.
No, I know exactly what you're doing. I'm following you.
Is that Caddy Brick?
Yeah. Because that's how you felt when you were watching it. You're like, we're high, we're low, we're angry, we're sad, we're happy.
We're a wife having a fight with her husband.
We're sad. We were talking about the votes for IVF and how there are a few that are extremely shocking. Mm-hmm. There are a few abstains, which I think is just so weak.
Am I allowed to ask who abstained? Or do I just need to go look it up?
List.
Okay,
yeah.
All right, I'll wait for the whole list. I'll go look myself because that's what we tell people to do.
Well, I can.
I mean, you could
find the whole list. I will find.
Okay, I would just like the list.
What's so funny is that they did not have the roll call vote for several days on the website. All the other votes were out there.
They waited for the news cycle to pass.
Mm-hmm. They were obfuscating. No.
So I had to use somebody screenshot the, up on the, that was there in the gallery on the board, and it was kind of fuzzy. And so I'm waiting, but I'll look and see if it came back out. But some of the votes are abstains, which to me, you might as well just say yes. Like if you're not voting against it, you're allowing it. Do you know what I'm saying? Do you feel differently?
No, I'm with you. I'm with you on that. You got to take a yes or a no on that, on this kind of thing. And it all boils down to, is an embryo a person? Mm-hmm. Is it a human being? It is a fertilized egg. It is after the moment of conception. And that is why they're working so hard out of the speaker's office and everywhere else to say, no, voting for this was the pro-life position. And then they kind of squeeze it over to the pro-family position because they know the pro-life position is a little, well, not a little, it's blatantly not correct. And they are spinning at 180 miles an hour.
Yeah.
And I don't think the legislature really took up the idea that these are human beings. These are fertilized. These are embryos. These are step one babies.
I cannot give some of these legislators that voted for it a pass on that, though.
Right. No, I can't.
I really can't.
No, you
can't. Some may not believe that they are. That's one thing. But I know some that voted for this know that those embryos are human life, and they mm-hmm. still voted to give this full immunity. And that was mm-hmm. my last thought was, look, yeah, you're elected by the people. Mm-hmm. Forget the people. Ultimately, you're answering to God, and the mm-hmm. blood of those children is on your hands if you have this wrong. Mm-hmm. So are you okay with the vote you just voted for? Mm-hmm. Because then, eternally, then, you will have to answer yeah,
and
for
And then
this.
The debate should have been, okay, how do we fix this process?
That's right.
Is there a way to fix this process that is clearly a muddled up process? And they went completely and went with the very, very profit-centered Boy, version. They went with the businesses. And then they're hiding behind the families. And look, my heart, you know, I feel terrible for people who have fertility problems. Mm-hmm. I do. And I'm not against them being able to try, you know, have a scientific process to help them. But the debate should have been about how the process works. Because right. people just clearly didn't know. I told you about the person in the medical profession that thought this whole thing was about frozen eggs and frozen sperm.
Right.
Not about embryos.
I have somebody dear to me, same thing. Mm-hmm. I had to say no, that. Mm-mm.
And then when they figured it out, they were like, ooh.
Yeah, yeah.
Ooh.
That was terrible.
Mm-hmm. So I imagine there are some legislators who think still, because they may not listen to this program, that we were talking about eggs and sperm.
Do y'all know about the process of selective reduction?
What is that? Is that what we've been trying
yeah.
to
what, yeah. And I'm no. I'm mm-hmm. really curious how many of these legislators, like Nathaniel Ledbetter, came out and, you know, his PAC is spending all this money to send out these texts, you know, saying we're the most mm-hmm. pro-life. It's funny, if you abstained, you didn't get one of those texts. So that may have really? Been the move.
Mm-hmm.
Just, you know, now your people think you didn't vote. Do you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Kind of got a pass when you shouldn't have gotten a pass. But he was posting on social media, and I wanted to ask him what the discussion was surrounding selective reduction.
So what is selective reduction?
Selective reduction is basically when you go in and you implant and you insert into the uterus and
Multiple embryos.
And so say you put five, and okay. you're like, okay, hopefully maybe one or two take.
And five take.
Five take. The protocol is you have to go in and choose which ones to kill. You have to, because that mother
can't carry five.
And so you are basically, and that's where you get into playing God. Like, do you want a boy? Do you want a girl? These, you know, and if all five implant, you have to go, say, abort three of your babies. That is just part of the process.
That's part of the process that they don't want people to know about. And, you know, we talked on this program about, okay, look, this lady can probably carry three. If all three stick, I know that's not the scientific term, or implant, I guess, in the uterine wall, then she can handle three. If only one takes, great. Two take, good. Three take, woo, it's awesome, but you're going to have three. I mean, it just seems like there's a better way. The problem I have is it seems as if it's all based on this numbers game. Like, they're not real. They're mm-hmm. not embryos. And we're just, you know, we're just trying to get the statistics up right. I get it. If you can separate the moral questions from it, I would do it exactly the same way. And maybe that's the way you can do it if you're trying to breed Angus beef cattle. That's probably mm-hmm. what they do.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't do it that way when you're talking about people. We're not talking about chickens. We're not talking about, you know, sheep, pigs, beef, what, cattle, whatever. We're talking about people.
Yeah.
And they've been running it as a profit-centered. The only thing that matters is the end, and I just don't agree with that. Now, if all these legislators say, no, we agree with that. We're perfectly fine with that. I'm not responsible at all. But at the end of Romans 1, where Paul is talking about, hey, these are all the things that separate us from God. And I'm on that list, you know?
Right.
Liar, cheat, whatever. Yes, homosexuality and some other ones are in there. There's plenty that hit me squarely. But at the end, it says, and those folks that say doing these things is right or good.
Yes.
That is everyone who voted. You said these things are right and good. You don't get an out by saying, well, I don't believe in it, but somebody else might. You said this was right and good. That's what that vote was. Don't be mad at me. But that's true. Mm-hmm. And it's that way on everything we vote on as legislators. You're partially responsible for what somebody does with the leeway you give them.
Right.
Because you said that was good. And that includes gambling. And that includes this IVF thing. I didn't say it was an easy thing, but they ran for office saying they were smarter than us, tougher than us, willing to put the work in and know everything about it. I'm the best person in my community. Send me to make the tough decisions and then take the mm-hmm. easy, quick, profit-centered way out, the emotional way out, without saying, hold up, let's talk about this a little bit. Yeah. That's the other frustrating part.
Abs is popping her neck.
Mm-hmm. Two things. Number one, so the only option then for the people who abstained or who voted for is to publicly repent. Because you were cowards when you did that. Because if you're a Christ follower, or if you're who you say on your campaign card, mm-hmm. there's four little things. This is for everybody out there that wants to defend this, and it's easy to do. First of all, if it's growing, it's alive. So if you have to freeze something, it's because you're going to prevent it from growing until the time to insert it, right? Mm-hmm. So it is alive. There's four things. It's a sled argument. Size, level of development, environment, and degree of dependency.
Okay.
That is, we're talking about humanness in this teeny tiny, a person's a person no matter how small. Mm-hmm. Doesn't matter what the size is. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter about the level of, degree of dependency. It doesn't matter.
Right.
The environment is in the womb or outside the womb. Both of them are people.
Mm-hmm. And it's only outside the womb because we did that.
That's right. And then the level of development at the moment, like you were saying, at the moment of conception, a whole new person is formed with their own unique strand of DNA. Mm-hmm. So really the only thing these legislators can do is literally publicly repent, because you are advocating for the death of unborn, preborn right. children. And you abdicated your responsibility. And you're right. You abdicated that, not just in front of us, but in front of God. So to what Scott said, yes, you're on that list because you gave credence to mm-hmm. doing evil. So it's better for you if a millstone is tied about your neck mm-hmm. and you're thrown into the sea. Mm-hmm. That's better for you, because you said it's okay to kill what is clearly created in the image of God. Because if they're not going into an IVF clinic to insert babies, what are you doing there?
Right.
Like, what's the point of an IVF clinic at all?
It's to get babies. Mm. And they know that's the argument, because they said it was the pro-family argument. Again, I would have loved to have seen at least a few days of the legislature saying, there's really not a better way to do this. I would have loved to have seen that in the health committee, where they didn't listen to anybody, didn't ask any questions, whatever. Somebody say, hey, doc, you're the one running this clinic that kind of started all this. Is there not some other way? Y'all don't have, there's no one with an original thought. Y'all all just do it exactly the same way, because that's the way they did it this, you know, so many years ago. Really? Really?
What does it tell you as a former legislator that none of that happened?
That they were going to do someone's bidding and they were going to do it as fast as they possibly could.
Mm. Were they doing the bidding of the president of the Medical Association of Alabama, who happened to be the IVF clinic director in Mobile where all this happened?
I think the one that what probably pushed them over the edge and put them in the panic was the statement from UAB, which I said on this program I thought was a contrived, strategic, political statement being made for a purpose. And I think they lit a fire. And the legislature wanted to put the fire out so badly they couldn't take it. And then all the national news, and they just could not hold it off long enough, would not hold it on. They just wanted it to go away, make it go away, instead of saying, all right, maybe there's a different way we can do this.
The left, progressive, laid a trap mm-hmm. for our supermajority Republicans.
And we didn't accidentally step in it, we jumped in it.
Oh, they tripped and fell trying to be the first one to get in that pit.
Held the door open for everybody else to jump in with them.
It's really sad.
And concocted a way, hey, look, we know we're jumping in the pit, but this is what we'll say.
Man.
We wanted to be in this pit. This pit is awesome.
This is the right pit.
It's the right pit for us to be in. I hope, never mind. It'll get me preaching. Let's go to Charles I. Charles I, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me on. Hello, I'm Beth Allison Scott.
Good morning.
Hey. I want to bring this about in a way. I wrote it on my Charles the First of Duny on my Quora. I wrote it really good. So ladies, I really love it if you went and read it.
Okay.
But I'm going to bring about it in this point right here, what they haven't thought of. I wish I could go speak with them before they do these things. Okay. The beginning life can be in two situations. Let's say the same embryo, the same life created.
Okay.
Now, here's the hypocrisy of what they've done and how it can come back and bite them. That same life, if it's in their chosen way of dying, is all right. But if it's not, now it could be the same exact embryo, the same exact life, the same exact that's going to be a human. And I'm going to be a little brutal here. Let's say that in the future, a boyfriend harms the woman carrying his child.
Mm-hmm.
Because it does not fit their criteria, the same thing can happen over here with the clinic. It's the same life, but that person...
That's right. Hey, we got to take a break, Charles First. You're welcome to stay. We'll be back. Just as good even when closed your
eyes. I'm with Miss Dot at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. How was your anniversary sale, Dot?
It was just wonderful, and I want to thank everybody that came out. It was a great time. It meant so much to me for it to be 30 years, and y'all just came out and made my day.
Well, spring is almost here. Is Eastbrook ready?
We're beginning to get the patio tables and chairs out. We've got so much there, it's hard to put it into a minute commercial. You just got to come see what we got. You know, we've got 3 floors and 60,000 square feet. So just come see us, because we probably got a sale or two going, and our merchandise is pretty reasonable, I think. We don't charge a commission to the vendors, and so our prices are able to be a little bit less than some other places.
Give us those hours of operation.
Monday through Friday, 10 until 6. Saturday, 9 until 6. And Sunday is 12:30 to 4:30.
That's the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard.
So y'all come on by and see us. We'd love to have you.
Proud of your Jeep? Then show it off at the 2nd Annual Pusa Jeep Fest for a share of over $50,000 in prizes and a trip to Aruba. Tackle our obstacle course and take part in Show and Shine, Light Up the Night, and Turn It Up competitions. March 28th through the 30th at Wind Creek, Montgomery. New this year, sign up for the pizza eating contest. And don't miss the chance to get a photo of your Jeep taken with our 62-foot inflatable Bigfoot. Register now at WindCreekMontgomery.com.
Jeep is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC. The Pusa Jeep Fest is not sponsored by Louisville Affiliate with FCA US LLC.
In today's fast-paced world, we don't get enough time to make self-care a priority. Let William Mason Salon in Prattville be your self-care sanctuary. In Aveda Concept Salon, William Mason stylists offer world-class hair care. Their focus on continuing education keeps them inspired and on trend. Come visit their new location at 694 Commerce Court, Suite C in Prattville. Give the gift of beauty with a gift certificate to William Mason Salon. Call them today and schedule your appointment at 285-7200. Find them on Facebook or go to William Mason Salon.
The Veterans Access to Care Bill, now in the Alabama State Legislature, will relieve the overwhelmed federal VA health care system and provide the specially tailored care that veterans need.
Paid for by the Alabama Council of Chapters Military Officers Association of America Mobile.
Independent Glass has been your one-stop shop for all things glass since 1978. They offer a full range of architectural products, and they're armed with the knowledge and expertise to get even the most demanding job done, big or small. Attention to detail, 24-hour replacement services, and their uncompromising commitment to excellence is why Montgomery's first choice for all things glass is Independent Glass. Call them today at 263-2823 and learn more about what they can do for you at independentglassco.com.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hot light on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway. What are you planning on using your tax refund on? With Southern Steel's strong, durable, and built-to-last metal structures, you can build anything from towering warehouses, pole barns, manufactured metal roof panels, or even a barn dominium. Save time and money with a quick turnaround and enjoy unmatched protection against the elements. Whether you're a business owner seeking efficiency or a homeowner looking for peace of mind, choose Southern Steel for a lifetime of security. Trust in quality. Visit them today and build your dreams in steel. 1295 North McDonough Street, 240-2223. Trustworthy Electric is celebrating 30 years of serving River Region families with prompt, professional, knowledgeable, and courteous service. Call today and see why your neighbors have trusted Trustworthy Electric for over 30 years. For service that's lightning fast, lightning good.
Are you tired of the mainstream media's biased reporting? Do you want to stay informed on the news that really matters to you? Look no further than 1819 News. At 1819 News, we bring you the latest in Alabama news, politics, sports, culture, and more. We've assembled a team of journalists with Alabama values dedicated to the truth and the truth alone. Visit us at 1819news.com today. That's 1819news.com. Subscribe to our newsletter. Honest News, Alabama values.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back, everybody. Wow, what a show. We cannot have a show. There's no video cameras.
When
I'm sorry.
We have cameras, we're going to have to mute them.
No, they'll have to be edited. It will have to be edited. Let's go back to Charles the First. We got a lot of folks wanting to weigh in on a lot of things. Charles the First, keep going, buddy. So you were saying, what's? I think the story you're telling is actually what caused the court to make the decision that it made. Because the court was saying, hey, look, if something happens to a embryo inside the mom, Alabama law is, has held for a long time that that is also a person. So if these embryos are, even though they're extra uterine, hey, Charles First, see if you can turn off your speaker or something.
Oh, can you hear me now?
Yes, better. Better. There was something weird in the background.
Okay. I heard Scott twice, and it was really annoying.
That was too much.
Yeah. I have a 35-foot waterfall, and it's not too far from where I'm standing right now. It's my yard. But, okay, this is what I was going to get at. Just like you were saying, if they declared that it was life at this point, it would be like saying, what they've done would be like saying, yes, you can rob a bank as long as you're going to give the money to the orphanage. It doesn't make it right. You get me? The life that would be the same life either way, either in the womb of the mother that I just said got hit by the boyfriend and now he will get murdered. That could be the same. They should be equal. All men are created equal. Or in this case, all life is created equal.
Correct.
And it shouldn't be that some type of situation is allowable by the government to destroy that life whatsoever. And
right.
When this gets in a court situation, like I was just talking about, a good attorney can say what I am saying here in reference to IVF about the significance of that life not being equal to what the legislature has said it would be in IVF, and my client should be set free.
I don't disagree.
And for these men that are supposed to be, like you said, but taking charge and making legislation for us to not debate this, to not understand this, to not stick by their word in what they were doing to begin with. When they said this is life, then that is life. It should not be that one life is different than another life, especially when it can't take care of its own self and is just beginning to form. There's no way around that. They are hypocrites to an extreme extent and should be called out for it.
You got it. Thanks, Charles the First, of doing it.
It goes back to the video that I showed you. I can't remember if I sent it to you, Amy Beth. It's a Cam Ward who used to be a state senator, and he came out right after the Supreme Court decision and talked about what a terrible decision it was.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And then he goes on to talk about the whole super pro-life bill that they passed a few years ago And he says that they had to go extreme and no exceptions in the bill so that they could force the
Supreme Court.
Yeah, but what's it called?
A decision?
No, come on. What's it called?
The constitutional amendment?
Whatever.
I don't know.
They could force the lawsuit.
Oh, okay.
There you go. Thank you.
Okay.
All the way up to the Supreme Court. So they couldn't have any exceptions.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then he goes on to say, I gave in to a political decision. I made that decision to vote for that extreme pro-life bill.
Yes.
Because it helped me politically.
Mm-hmm.
And now he regrets voting for it.
Remember when I told y'all a bunch of legislators weren't as pro-life as they all claim?
Well, yes, Scott, we do.
This is a political decision for them.
Mm-hmm. And they all voted for the pro-life position because the people of the state were pro-life. And they could go around and say, I voted for the strongest pro-life bill. And then when the Supreme Court said it goes back to the states, they were the ones who were like, oh, crud.
So we still falsely believe that our legislators vote on conscience, that we vote on conviction,
mm-hmm.
and we don't. Most of these votes are politically motivated votes, even the good ones. It's so disappointing.
Yeah. And it's also very disappointing to try to convince people that, I know them, they're so nice.
Tomorrow I'm going to read the names of the legislators that voted against this.
Okay.
We're going to praise them for having the mm-hmm. gumballs to stand up for it.
Okay.
What y'all are going to be shocked about, and I'm sure their reasoning was different, is I'm pretty sure that more Democrats mm-hmm. voted against this bill than Republicans.
Well, the Democrats were the ones pointing out. They were like, hey, I thought an embryo was life.
Yes. Right.
What are you doing?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Thought an embryo. And what gets me is I know that many of them they're taunting them.
Yeah.
And our Republican legislators, I don't even know if they got the taunt. You know what I'm saying?
If they got it, they didn't care.
No, right.
You want to be the one to go down there and say, you know what, and golly, it's frustrating. I get it. And I also get that it is emotional. I get that. Just like we had the issue, you know, we were trying to say that to coach at Auburn, basketball coach, great guy.
Bruce Pearl.
And we were saying, hey, look, we have to talk about what is really going on here. And if we have a grown-up discussion about it and then they decide opposite of what I think, fine. But we didn't do that either.
Yeah.
And we just moved on through. Let's go to, goodness gracious, we got a number of agains. Let's go to Clark. Clark, welcome to the program. Thank you for listening.
Hey, Scott.
Hey, Clark.
Hi, ladies.
Hello.
So on Katie Britt, I think I can clear a lot of the resentment for her delivery up real quick, Scott.
Okay.
Show of hands and the listening audience, how many people watched Romper Room when they were little? Okay, a lot of us, but not everybody.
I hated it even as a kid. I hated Romper Room.
Okay. All right. Now, so another show of hands. When the Romper Room lady looked through her magic mirror and called names, how many of us's names were never called? A lot of people. So I think when Katie Britt came on and delivered that message, it sounded like the Romper Room ready. It triggered long repressed unconscious feelings of resentment with a lot of folks. Now,
I'm having to look the room up for Allison.
I don't know what this
Clark.
Is. Never heard of it.
Okay, well, you were one of the ones that didn't raise your hand. So, target audience probably wasn't staunch conservatives. And here's the last thing I'm going to say about Katie Britt's speech. She did not choose to send herself out there. Whoever sent her out there has no intention of seeing Trump win the White House or Republicans win the House or the Senate.
That's fair enough, but I would say she was a glad volunteer. We got to take a break.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A+ Better Business rating, and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
Hello, everybody. This is Dr. Sam. I want you to start the new year off right by getting your vehicle checked from the top to the bottom. Now, that vehicle probably needs some new shoes on it. We're talking about tires here, of course. And the only place you need to go to get everything serviced, to get everything done in a very professional way by ASC-certified technicians and mechanics is Woodham Southside Firestone. They're easy to find right there on the Troy Highway, about a half mile south of the Southern Bypass. For years, I was calculating the other day, it's 42 years that I've been going to Woodham Southside Firestone. And let me tell you something. If you want it fixed right the first time without having to go back and back and back again to your normal place, go to Woodham Southside Firestone. Matt and the gang will do a magnificent job. They're open 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, closed on Saturday and Sunday. Woodham Southside Firestone, the only name you need to know.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. Have you ever considered turning your home into a rental and build wealth at the same time? People throughout the River Region are doing that right now. By investing wisely in the right property or turning your current home into a rental is the secret. Hiring a property manager to professionally manage your property is the way to prosperity. Our company does all of the advertising, personally showing prospective tenants, does a thorough background check and credit report before moving forward. Over 15 critical services are provided to our clients in protecting the asset, but also providing the best residence in your home possible. Collecting rent on time and frequent inspections help landlords feel better about renting their house, and to provide clean, well-kept homes that anybody would be proud to call home. For a complete list of property management services, call Bo Goodson at the Goodson Group at 221-2883 or 551-0225.
This is Jacob with Best Pro Services. We are locally owned and operated, and we are proud to be a top 15 small business in the state of Alabama. We specialize in pest, mosquito, and termite control, and we would love to earn your business. Give us a call for a free inspection and estimate. 265-9990, 265-9990. Or you can visit us on the web at ppsriverregion.com or find us on Facebook at Pest Pro Services. When you want to know, call a pro. Pest Pro Services.
At ASC Credit Union, financing your next adventure is easier than ever with rates as low as 5.25%. Apply online or visit your local branch today. Federally insured by the NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender.
ASC Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASC.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Clark Heating, Air, and Plumbing. When you call the professionals at Clark with plumbing needs, you can count on quality service, flexible appointments, and affordable pricing. For more information, visit clarkcomfort.com. Better call Clark, 277-2125. Alabama certification number 09098.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Our below normal temperatures continue, but otherwise, it's a pretty good forecast for the next few days. Mostly sunny, cool for March today with a high temperature up to about 64. Mainly clear, cold tonight. Overnight low temperature by dawn tomorrow morning down to 38. Tomorrow, the recovery begins with sunshine, high 72, up to about 76 Wednesday with more sun, upper 70s to near 80 on Thursday, and showers and storms returning on Friday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Web Bobo with Capital Tractor. The Z700 series is the star of Kubota's line of zero-turn mowers, and our special spring pricing makes it easier than ever to take one home today. Powering Alabama, Kubota and Capital Tractor, Montgomery, Brundage, and Greenville.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
I like to dream it. Well, you don't know what
Welcome back in, everybody. We'll go back out to... Is Clark? No, Clark's not there. I thought Clark was holding on, Sky.
Dang it.
I just watched Clark the romper room. The building.
Yeah, we just
funny.
We just showed Allison romper room. Or I didn't. Amy Beth did. I couldn't bear to watch it.
Because she's so young and fresh. And
That'd be a good gig for Katie Britt
once she decides she ever leaves.
She can do romper room. Yeah, sure. That's what I'm telling you. It's good. It's really good.
What a talent. Yeah.
Reading Rainbow or something. Is that a thing?
That was a thing.
Okay, let me ask you real important questions. Did y'all watch Romper Room?
Yeah.
I'm thinking Amy Beth liked Romper Room. Of course you did.
Never really cared for it.
I thought it was terrible. What was it? She just took a bunch of toddlers and
read books and did stuff. I mean, okay. It was really boring.
Yeah. Okay. How about Sesame Street?
Yes.
Do you like Sesame Street? Both of y'all did?
I loved it.
I hated that show.
What about The Electric Company?
Isn't that the same people?
I don't know what that is.
No, it's a different show.
Is that really? The light bulb?
Yeah, it was after that. No, it was a little scary. My mom wouldn't let me watch that.
The only one I watched
that
was I would watch a little bit of Captain Kangaroo.
Yeah, I love Mr. Green Jeans.
Yeah, Captain Kangaroo.
I'm here
right.
The body.
Mr. Boots.
Remember there was good
the
stuff.
Gag with Bunny Rabbit and Captain Kangaroo? Where he always got the ping pong balls rained down on him. That's high comedy, man.
That is good stuff. What about Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood?
I do remember
Mr. Robinson.
Mr. Robinson is Eddie Murphy.
Eddie Murphy.
This is Mr. Robinson's Neighborhood. I'm black enough, so I can do that.
There you are.
I didn't like that.
Mr. Rogers, mm-mm. You didn't like that he told you that if you just looked at landmarks, you'd be able to find your way home? Boys and girls notice the landmarks.
On the sweater and ding, 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 ding. You notice I've had to watch it some, but I never did. I never did like it.
You know what,
Scott? Started taking his shoes off. You know, it kind of tuned me
out. I'm like,
Well, then his feet probably smelled bad.
Something.
I don't know. Just
waltz,
but I did like the train in the make-believe land.
You did?
What was her name? Do y'all remember her name?
The little puppets. No, I didn't. I don't remember their names.
Well, I was locked in when those shows were on.
One thing I can think about is Fraggle Rock.
Are you y'all remember Fraggle Rock?
My little sister loved Fraggle Rock. Fraggle Rock.
That was the Muppets, right?
No.
It was
the Fraggles.
A competitor.
Did you watch the Muppets?
But wasn't it a competitor to the... I thought the Muppet people made the Fraggles.
Did you watch?
I like the Muppets.
I thought the Muppets were funny.
Yeah, I like the Muppets.
Kermit the Frog here.
Animal was the best one.
I'll never be able to do that again.
Animal.
Let's go to... Randall's got something on the creation of life. Then we're going to have Robert and Bill again. So let's go to Randall. Randall, welcome to the program. Thank you for listening.
Yes, sir. And welcome back, Ms. Amy Best. Man, you know what I mean? When this one of y'all missing, it ain't the same. You know what I mean? So
when I miss, Randall, and I'm pretty sure it won't happen.
Hey, the Archie cannot miss, man. What are you talking about? I mean, you know what I mean? You got to be there to manage shit. All right, because you got a lot of people. What said?
You got to be there to keep the women under control. Yeah,
patriarchy
and
stuff.
Who says... And y'all keep an eye out for Craig Monger right up, because he's going after who dropped this hard. Because I knew this was sort of all the way. And when I told you they were trying to make it where they couldn't, you know, have the parents have murder on their hands if they didn't pick or choose if one of the kids had a lung or if one of them missing a kidney. Because that's pretty much what they're trying to X out, too. And then the other thing is, who says y'all ain't playing God now by creating? If he didn't bless them two with a kid... I mean, we ain't always had a probate judge and a preacher standing over us saying, "Hey, we marry y'all." It used to be God blessed you with a child, and that's how you knew you were married. Am I wrong about that? I mean, am I? And so now we're saying God didn't bless you two, but we're gonna play God. But now we're penny pinching down to the part that we're gonna be mad at the person playing God that kills one of them, not the one that plays God that makes one of them. So. Help me figure that part out.
That's deep, Randall.
I think
that's the whole deal is
the crux of the issue, really. Because where does, you know, God giving us a brain and science and creativity and innovation, you know, how far is too far? There's that. We're looking at AI. We're looking at all these issues. I don't know.
That's a good point, Randall. I appreciate you, brother. Thanks for the call. I mean,
that's good indeed.
Yeah, that was good.
He's asking questions the legislature didn't decide to ask. You know what I'm saying?
Here's the other question. There's a lot of kids not adopted. Huh? Mm-hmm. I'm just going to leave that there.
it's, you know, I'm not trying to make any... We should have had a debate, at least.
Yeah.
A discussion.
Yes, agreed.
And the people of Alabama should have at least understood, because I don't think the mainstream press, other than listening to this program, how many people out there even know most of the details of what the court case was about, really, and what the legislature decided to do, and asked any of the questions? They're hard questions. I don't love asking them. And I know it makes some people angry, but that's not the goal. So... Let's go to Bill. Bill, welcome to the program. Again.
Thanks.
Hey.
Yes, thanks. How's it going?
It's going well, buddy. How are you?
Good. I'm doing good. This is just a little bit off topic, but I heard somebody suggest this on the Greg Budell show once, and I thought it was real interesting. Mm-hmm. You know, and I don't know if you ever wonder about it, but you ever wonder how much different things might be if our elected officials, like if just their pay was more of a reflection of the people they represent. This guy suggested that they get paid the average median wage of the people they represent, you know? And I thought, man, that's brilliant, because then they might actually represent the people a little bit better, because they might start understanding how we live a little bit more, you know? I don't know.
I've looked at it from a bunch of different ways, Bill, and my goal when I was there was to try to make it so regular middle class people could afford to serve. I think if you tie it down to that average pay, leave it there, whatever, I get the argument. The problem is regular folks can't afford to serve. You couldn't leave your regular job and go down there and do that, even though it sounds like we might could. So you get the people who are taken care of. They work for a bigger company, or they've got business deals with the state, or they have, or they're retired from the state or whatever. And I just don't think we're getting, I don't think that would be the way to get the middle class, red-blooded American mindset into the legislature. I just haven't seen it work that way, because they used to pay even less, and I wouldn't say the legislature did a better job then either.
because they don't have any principles. You know?
That's the problem. It's the principle thing, and unfortunately, Bill, the people with the hardcore principles, and you know who I'm talking about. They're in your Sunday school class sometimes, they're at the ballpark, and they're the people who are like, I don't give a rip. Just do the right thing. They irritate people, and we don't elect them. But we probably should elect them. They're that person who says, you know what, I don't care. The Bible says this right here. I don't care. This is what's going to happen. And we kind of shun away from them. They're kind of the prophet types. Mm-hmm. We should probably be sending those guys. And look, it'd be better for us. They would spend time down there doing the right thing, and we wouldn't have to listen to them at home. Bill, I appreciate you, buddy.
Yeah, thanks.
Hey, God bless you. We got time for Robert, or do I need to?
We got 1 minute.
Hey, Robert.
Hey, guys. How y'all doing?
Good. Doing good. How are you?
All right. The reason why I'm calling on this heated problem is I can see it coming down the line. We got this election coming up in 8 to 9 months. They're going to let that thing linger, they're going to let it fester. They're going to let it get to the point that it's going to become a distraction from the people. So the people are going to be talking about humanitarian problems, not worrying about who's running for office, what the issues are. Then I'm going to warn you. If we go in there and have to go in there, we should not go in there humanitarily. You go in there militarily to get control before you send people in there to get killed delivering food. Get it back under control, because this thing is going to become a sore in our eyes.
You are so right, Robert. So right. We'll take a break. We'll be back.
It's a fact. Guys hate going to the doctor.
But when it comes to erectile dysfunction and low testosterone issues, men from all over Montgomery have been thrilled seeing the providers at Montgomery Men's Health. Men all the way up to 95 years old have jump-started their sex drive and energy levels. Lots of men suffer with ED for years, but now they're able to enjoy sex again. Tom from Montgomery said, "Montgomery Men's Health has changed my life. I have been able to be intimate with my wife for the first time in 5 years. She thought this problem was because of her, but the pills never worked for me. I had given up until I went to the clinic and realized there were more options for erectile dysfunction. Now I'm happy and my wife is happy. A visit for only $99, and that includes all testing, including a PSA and testosterone test. Give the guys at the clinic a call at 334-440-3663. That's 334-440-3663. Or go to montgomerymenshealth.com.
The Tierce family has been your local Roto-Rooter service since 1964. Drain cleaning, plumbing repair, and those troublesome septic tanks, no problem. Technology has changed a bit in the last 54 years. Video inspections of lines to locate problems is available, as well as scheduling your appointment online. River Region residents have trusted Roto-Rooter for over half a century. You can too. Call today at 272-7130 or visit online at rotorooteralabama.com.
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name. And we go troubles down the drain. Roto-Rooter.
Hey, my name is Frankie Bumps. I'm one of those guys from Zaza Serious Italian. I want you to know that our competitors ship their lousy sauce in 55-gallon drums across America. Not us. We ship bad people in 55-gallon drums. Zaza Serious Italian, nobody eats better than us.
Zaza Serious Italian, a Montgomery tradition for more than a decade. In the alley, downtown.
For the lowest prices on flooring and flooring installation supplies, Budget Floors & More is your new best friend. Luxury vinyl plank, carpet, hardwood, laminate, ceramic tile, carpet remnants, and more with prices lower than the big box stores. And if you're a flooring installer, you'll really love Budget Floors & More. Budget Floors & More has the lowest prices on installation supplies. Ask about their professional trade discounts, large selection, and quality at the best prices. Budget Floors & More, Hunter Lane in Montgomery, across from Del Rey to Publix.
Ben here with Just Blinds in Prattville, and we've got the blinds and we've got the shades. At Just Blinds, we've got roller shades, banded shades, honeycomb shades, woven shades, fabric shades, and solar shades. And while we've got all the latest and greatest in shades, don't forget Just Blinds in Prattville is also your trusted source for shutters, draperies, and of course, blinds. At Just Blinds, we're more than just blinds. Visit our showroom in Prattville or browse our online showroom by visiting gojustblinds.com.
Did you know that feeling sluggish or weighed down could be a sign that your digestive system isn't working at its best? Taking Metamucil every day can help. Metamucil fiber powders help promote your daily digestive health using a plant-based fiber called psyllium. The gelling action of this special fiber traps and removes waste so you can feel lighter and more energetic. Metamucil, promoting digestive health for a better you. Learn more at Metamucil.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back to the program, everybody. This is Alabama Unfiltered Radio. We may talk a little Haiti tomorrow. It is a train wreck. Allison Sinclair said that it looks like they're about to take over the U.S. Embassy there. Sky, do I want this to be the last day of the show?
Well, not today, Scott. Let's
not today.
Yeah. Purely based on that, Sky needs a job.
Because I can tell you, look, if you mess,
if
you decide, I'm going to do it. I'm stepping out on a limb.
Oh, good grief!
And I'm going to agree with Robert because Robert said, "Don't start sending a bunch of humanitarian aid." Mm. If you're going to try to fix Haiti, you have to make Haiti a colony.
Ooh, man. Okay.
Because someone has to go in, get in charge, reestablish the rule of law, and say, this is how we will become prosperous again. You can't take a beautiful place like that island and they have no law. They have no rules. Mm-hmm. And you can get it. You can start really get in the weeds and decide, because I think worldview is a huge part of it.
Right.
It's difficult to have a successful place where voodoo is a very, very prominent religion. Things just don't go well. And I'm sorry.
So,
somebody will have to tell me I'm wrong. Somebody give me an answer that hasn't been tried short of that in the last 50, 60, 100 years.
I thought the Clinton Foundation raised a lot of money for
him. I mean, look, that's part of my argument. The Clintons themselves, Bill and Hillary, were down there to make it a utopia.
Yeah.
And if the Clintons can't fix it, you gotta take some extreme measures. Or you just have to say, that's their deal, and we're not gonna look at it. Mm-hmm. We're not gonna watch it. Mm-hmm. And we'll wait until it gets settled one way or another. Because you either got to be all in or all out. And America's problem is we like to go and piddle. We'll send a bunch of people down there, a bunch of people will die, some of our folks will die, and then we'll say, okay, we're out. And we didn't fix anything, we didn't change anything. Good question. Yeah, Iraq.
The money kept
if we
moving,
ruled Iraq.
That's what's important, Scott.
Would they be better off?
Keep the money flowing.
You are asking uncomfortable questions, Scott.
And Scott Beeson at... Are you insinuating that the cannibalism and the burning and the total destruction is what decolonization looks like?
Ooh. I didn't say that was Allison Sinclair.
Allison, yes.
But you know, I mean, that's what we talk about. Like, people are right now are talking about how bad colonization is. Well, what do you go back to? You go back to tribal.
Brutal.
Really dark war,
yep.
Constant mm-hmm. struggle. Mm-hmm. You go back to what Haiti mm-hmm. looks like.
Oof. Yeah. Whoever wins puts everybody's
y'all
upset
better
head
tune
on a
in
pipe
tomorrow.
Yep.
For the Amy Beth Shaver Show.
Amy Beth and Sky forever.
And I would like to say, and
stop
as a mom,
it.
As a mother,
stop it right
I
now.
I was
appalled.
Just
what
kidding, guys. Now we're just some fun.
All right, which one? Who's
fun.
First? Who, Sam, we'll take them in order, chronological order. Sam from Pike County. Sam from Pike County, welcome to the program.
Oh,
we got to make it
sure.
Quick.
Okay. Completely forgot. I'll just get to my question. And I was going to ask the question. No one's asked. And Katie Britt, she was sitting there in the kitchen, and why didn't she have one of those $10,000 refrigerators like Nancy Pelosi with her fancy gourmet ice cream?
Oh,
could you see
point.
The refrigerator in the picture?
But,
yeah, I think you can see the edge of it. It's
yeah, somebody commented that it was a $6,300 Sub-Zero refrigerator with custom panels.
Oh, okay.
Ooh.
So she did have the Nancy Pelosi refrigerator.
Okay, I figured she had to be a senator a few more years to build up that kind of cash.
It doesn't take long. Sam,
he's a lobbyist.
Gang, the communists have invaded Brazil. You don't hear much about it. They're the second largest economy. It's like California and New York City. But it's mm-hmm. been taken down in Central America. And it will
yeah, the American CIA helped elect the communist.
Yeah. You know, in the past, the Marines would be sent in, but I'm just wondering if there's any will for that. We need a bunch of purple hairs and whatnot. We'll go send you in with the Marines. Anyway, it's interesting times.
Oh, yeah, let's send the purple hairs to Haiti.
Hey, thanks, Sam. Lunchbox, we'll have to get you tomorrow,
they
brother.
They can negotiate and deal with what they're advocating for. That's a brilliant idea.
They could do socialism right.
We can have some mindful, thoughtful sessions.
Let's send them to Haiti. They can have like a talking tour around the country.
Oh, they carry the talking stick with them?
Yes, we'll be back. See y'all.
Just get here when you can, Scott Beeson. Just get here when you can.